February is Pioneering Month, and we have all our speakers sharing on what pioneering means to them, telling story, who are the pioneers of the faith. And there have been some great messages so far. If you didn't check out Brian's from last week, please jump online. You really want to have a listen to that one. The reason we're doing this is because we're all working towards our all-in gathering at the end of the month on February 28th, where we talk about pioneering again, a vision for the future. What are those things that God is calling us to as a community? And what does that look like moving forward? I'm so excited for that weekend, but I'm also just as excited to hear from our very own Ellie Smith as she shares what pioneering means to her.
Hello, good morning. Welcome. When I lived in Colorado, there was this incredible place that I used to drive. It was going up into the mountains, not far from where we lived. And you would come up over a rise, and in front of you would be spread all of the ranges of the Rocky Mountains. And you could just see for ages, and it was just mountains all in front of you. And every time I came over that hill, I had two thoughts at the same time. This is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. And if I was a pioneer, this right here is where I would stop. I would quit. Because if you think about it, you've just come up this massive mountain. You're on foot, you're pushing a covered wagon. You get to the top and you think, I've got to be just about done. We've made it. And you look out and it's just far as the eye can see mountains and more challenge. So when I started thinking about pioneering, I thought that maybe I should come at it from a slightly different direction. That maybe I was talking to the people like myself who see a challenge like that, and we're not hardwired to get excited about conquering it and leading everyone else into it. It's lucky for me that we're not all called to be the first to do something, but we are all asked to be brave in stepping out in our faith. I don't know how many of you have seen Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, but there is this amazing scene in it where Indiana Jones takes what he calls a leap of faith. And if you haven't seen it, I'll just set it up for you. So he comes to the edge of a cliff, and he's standing at the edge of a cliff, and it's this massive ravine, and he's looking to the other side, and he needs to get over there. And he's looking and he says, oh, it's too far. Nobody can make that jump. But it's part of the instructions that he has to get there. And so he thinks and he says to himself, oh, it's a leap of faith. And so he puts his foot up really big and he steps out into nothing. And when he puts his foot down, his foot lands on a path that miraculously appears. See, it was just camouflaged so beautifully that it was always there, but we couldn't see it. And as long as I've been around, I've seen that scene used as an example of our Christian faith. It really is a spectacular scene. And even now when I watch it, I get chills. And it reminds us that God is always there, right? We just have to step into faith. We can't always see him, but he's there. And we just have to step into it, and then that path is there. It's always been there, even though we couldn't see it. We all want to have that giant step of faith. And when I think of stepping out in faith, that's what I see. I see a giant step into seemingly nothing. We all want to be like Peter and say, that's the moment where I stepped out in faith, when he got out of the boat and started walking on water. But for a lot of us, those steps of faith are all the little ones that got us along the way on the journey. It's not about this one massive thing we do, but it's about the steps that move us from here to there on our journey. My faith journey began as a child. When I was little, we went to church every Sunday and we sang hymns and we recited liturgies. And to this day, whenever I get to do those things, I feel a sense of nostalgia, and I just feel like I'm wrapped in the arms of a loving God. And then when I was a teenager, I decided that it was time to figure out who God was for myself and what my faith was going to look like, what it meant to me. I had an amazing youth group, and I will forever be grateful for the leaders who helped to build in me a foundation of Bible knowledge and the fact that worship is important. When I was 17 years old, I went to boarding school in India. It was amazing and beautiful and terrifying. I really had no idea what I was getting into. I was just in it for the adventure. In my first semester in dorms, I had three roommates. Between the four of us, we had a Hindu, a Muslim, an Orthodox Christian, and me. This was an amazing time where I got to take my Bible knowledge and mix it with the practicality of living day to day with people and loving people who wholeheartedly served a different God than I did. It was a Christian school, but following the Christian faith was not a requirement for enrollment. Going to chapel was, being kind was, doing schoolwork was. It was in India that I got to really figure out and begin to wrestle through my faith and what that meant. If you look at Hebrews 11, chapter 1, it tells us, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." In all of that time, I never saw God, but my assurance in those things that I did not see grew stronger and stronger. Now, if we think about that Indiana Jones clip again, we think about taking a big leap of faith, taking that big step of faith. And it brings me to another thing that sometimes I worry about gets communicated to us in the Christian faith. And that is, we get the understanding that the hardest part of a faith decision or a faith step is that initial step. That initial stepping out into the unknown. And once you do that, the path is right there in front of you and you just have to follow it. But the truth is, the journey is made up of all the little steps. And maybe that first step is the hardest, but that second step, it's also the hardest. And the next one after that, and the next one after that. Let's have a look again in Hebrews 11. So we're back in Hebrews 11, and it's got a list of names of men and women of the faith. And it's story after story of these people that we know: Noah, Moses, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Rahab, Sarah, all of these people who are said to have lived lives of faith. And we love to read about what we would call their success stories. But I bet if you asked them about the story while they were in the middle of it, they might not have called it a success. Let's look at Joseph's story quickly. If you've never read his story, it's in Genesis. It starts in chapter 37 and it's a bit long. So I'm just going to give you the really short kind of abbreviated version of it today. Joseph is the youngest of 12 brothers. And he has some dreams that have his brothers and his family bowing down to him. And he tells his brothers about the dreams, and they are quite jealous. And they're quite jealous because of the dreams, but also because he's kind of their dad's favorite. So one thing leads to another, and they actually end up selling him into slavery. So off he goes to Egypt, and from there the story is kind of like up and down and up and down. So he's a slave in Egypt, but he's an honest man and he's a hard worker. And so he rises up to the top position in his master's house. But then he's accused of rape, falsely accused, and he goes to prison. And then in the prison, he rises again to the top position and is helping out in the prison and doing all kinds of work there. But then he's in prison. And then he helps somebody in the Pharaoh's house. It's like the bread maker. And he's able to help him, and the bread maker gets out of prison. And so he says to the guy, "Hey, you know, put in a good word for me with the Pharaoh." And the guy's like, "Absolutely, I'm going to get you out of this prison again," or Joseph. But again, he forgets and he stays in prison. And then it's a few years later that Joseph is actually able to help Pharaoh himself. He's remembered in prison and he's able to help Pharaoh. And again, because he's honest and because he's a hardworking man, he actually ends up with quite a bit of power in Egypt. In fact, he kind of runs the whole country, and it's only Pharaoh who has more power than him. And he formulates a plan to store food and grain because they see that a famine's coming to the whole world. So the famine hits, it's awful, and basically the entire world except of Egypt runs out of food. And so everybody starts coming to Egypt and asking for food. And this is where Joseph's family comes back in, and his brothers come to Egypt and they end up bowing down before Joseph without even knowing who he is and asking for food. And because Joseph is in the position he has and because Egypt has food, he's able to rescue his whole family. So it kind of took a few decades, but it all came out right in the end, hey? But I think if we were to judge Joseph's story in the same way that we judge our own, and by that I mean right in the middle of things, there are so many places where he took steps of faith that seemed to result in failure. And if we look again at the Indiana Jones picture of stepping off into nothing, I think that we've quite accidentally given ourselves a picture of faith like this, that if we step off, if we take a step of faith and there's not a path laid out in front of us, then we must have taken the wrong step. Don't judge yourself based on the things that you see as failures or successes. Your journey shapes your faith, but it absolutely does not define it. When I look back over my life and I see the steps that I've taken and I see where I started and where I am now, the fact that my relationship with God now is deeper and richer and has more texture than it did as a child. When I look back, it looks a lot like mountain ranges stretched behind me. And maybe I was a pioneer after all. And I am so grateful that God did not ask me at the beginning of my life to stand in front of those mountains and look and see the things that I was going to come over. But instead, he just quietly walked beside me as I took all of these faith steps. I want to read you Hebrews 11:1 again, but this time I want to read it out of the Message. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors and set them above the crowd. Today, when you go on your way, just take a little step of faith. And then take another one. And then take another one.
Thanks, Ellie. What a great word. Now, I know pioneering may mean different things to different people, and I just really want to just take a moment to pray. To pray that if God is asking you to pioneer some new things in your life, if God is asking us to pioneer some new things as a community of faith, that we'd have the courage to walk into those things that He's asking of us. That we'd have the courage to take that next step into all that He has asked of us. So I'd just love to pray. Father, I want to thank You for this day, for the words that have been spoken. And I pray, Father, that You would use it to speak to us as individuals, to speak to us as a community, that we would have the courage to walk in the fullness of those things that You're calling us, to take that next step and the next step into all that You have asked. Father, I believe that You are about pioneering. You are about new things and moving forward. Your kingdom continues to advance. It doesn't retreat. And I pray that we would live our lives in that same spirit. So Father, for every person that is listening to this, for everyone who has heard this message, I pray that You would just impact their heart, that You give them peace, and that You give them courage. In Your mighty name, amen. We're going to go into a worship song now. And my hope is that as this song is played, you can participate and lean in, and maybe even think and reflect on the things that Ellie has shared with us today. God bless.
All the way my Savior leads me. Whom have I to ask beside? I doubt his tender mercies. And who through life has been my guide. All the way my Savior leads me. And cheers each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial and feeds me with the living bread. And you lead me, you keep me from falling, you carry me close to your heart. Surely, your goodness and your mercy.